7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these ends. Cause when them then thing go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. Anyway, for them, third world people like, but a small price to be paid. They think they're hurt, feeling no one can touch them. But them have the next thing coming, but when them think then thing goes the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. But when them think then thing goes another way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Countries in the world, what do they do for the people? Look at America, the so-called is. I'm foolish, where the money went, in the skies and weapons of debt. Hey, why don't they ride the need of someone?
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, October the 20th, 2013. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community. Kingdom of God, Queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Kingdom and Queendom of Islam, the way of peace through obedience to the Most High. And so now look, I want to prove another point about this sacred feminine, sisters and brothers. So now when Lot said, leave these men alone, meaning you are a society, you are spiritual homosexuals, you are knowledge with knowledge, masculine with masculine. You refuse to be balanced with the sacred feminine. Leave these men alone. These are not sick and diseased men. You must interact with the sacred feminine. You have refused to do so. Do not do anything to these. Now, when it says do nothing to them, that word do has to do, it says, unto these men do nothing. And the word do is asa, to work, to, your business occupation has to do with your business occupation. Let me see that word nothing. Let me see that word nothing right quick, sisters and brothers. The word nothing, 408. Is nothing, wish, or preference. Let there not be nothing. There's something I'm missing, sisters and brothers. Unto these men, do nothing. And then it talks about how the men outside the home began to break the door. Verse 9. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he would needs be a judge. Now we would deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. So now they're acting wickedly and destructive. And the word break the door, let me see now, to break is shabar, to break in pieces, break down, violence, shatter. So they're going to break the door. Now this word door, 1817, there was another door. Let me see now. I want to hit this other door. It was another door that was masculine. I want you to research this for yourself, sisters and brothers. But this word, I'm going to go into this word that I'm looking at, 1817, delith. This word is feminine. Door, gate, chest lid, crocodile jaws, the doors of the heavens of an easily accessible woman. So look, they break the door. And this is akin to the doors of heaven. This is a gate. This is a double type door. Just think of the anatomy of our sisters. Don't think too hard and too weird. But see, this is science. We must view our anatomy scientifically and biologically. And so the door is some type of double type door that is structured like the sacred feminine, the physical structure of the sacred woman, the sacred womb, the sacred feminine. And these men break the door. What does this mean? This means that the men were destructive to the sacred feminine. I'm taking my time with this because we as a society must come to grips with the fact that the society is destructive of women. And we saw Hagar as a slave. We saw that Hagar was enslaved by Abraham and Sarah, and that Sarah began to oppress Hagar. And so Hagar represents women and the oppression of women and the oppression of the sacred feminine, and the men of the society, the ruling class and ruling families are men. Well, families are men and women, but the rulers are men, and they use their women to propagate their rule. And all of them work together to destroy the sacred feminine. I'm looking at Hillary Clinton, who may be running for president, they say. But what type of woman is she? She's the type of woman that upholds this system of death, hell, and destruction. So she is a spiritual homosexual. She has knowledge and facts, but she has rejected the sacred feminine. She is dwelling in the masculine, but does not see the masculine as sacred, and she has rejected the sacred feminine, so all she can do is promote death, promote disease, her and her husband. Promote death, promote disease, promote destruction, and all she can do is support others who promote this system of death, hell, and destruction. So we see further in chapter 19 that the Most High begins to move on Sodom and Gomorrah. And in verse 23, we see the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. The Yahuwah and the Adonai, the Elohim, told Lot and his family, get out. The men that had married Lot's daughters remained in Sodom and Gomorrah. And so Lot leaves with his wife and with his daughters. He leaves his son-in-laws behind, leaving out of Sodom and Gomorrah because the Most High is to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Today, the Most High is set to destroy today's wicked system. Today is the day that we must flee out of this wicked system. I'm not necessarily saying physically go anywhere, but spiritually, mentally, and morally, we must examine this system, examine the reality that it is a system of war and bloodshed. It is Mars without Venus. It is the masculine without the feminine. It is not even the sacred masculine. The masculine has been demoted from the reality of the masculine being sacred, and outright rejection of the sacred feminine and wisdom. All manner of knowledge and facts are honored in this society, but knowledge and facts are manipulated, misused, and abused to produce warfare and bloodshed. No wisdom. It is not wise to have a system like this of death and hell and destruction. It is not wise for the wicked ruling class to destroy human beings, men and women. That's not wisdom. And so the Most High is judging daily this system. And you and I are that instrument of judgment. We are the gate to the Most High. And we are the soul and spirit of the Most High. And the universe, remember the Babel that we talked about a while ago? The universe is the gate to the Most High. And the universe is the soul of the Most High. And we, united with the universe, are that instrument of judgment on this system. Now, when verse 23 talks about the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar, because he was to go totally away from this region, but Lot chose to go down into Zoar. But the word sun is Shemesh or Shemesh. And this is a masculine and feminine noun. See, we're talking about the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. The sun rising in the east as opposed to setting in the west. It says here the sun and illicit worship. But we know we did not worship the sun in Africa. The sun was a sacred symbol of the power of the Most High. And we said Amen Ra and Amenet Ra'it to signify that hidden and unseen sacred masculine power and that hidden and unseen sacred feminine power that we can't see, but is the power that makes the sun to move in his, her orbit. Because the sun here is given masculine and feminine and light and knowledge and wisdom. The sacred masculine and the sacred feminine working together. Pinnacles, battlements, shields as glittering or shining. These are some of the definitions of the word sun. When they went to war, they had shields that would glisten in the sun. So what we are saying is that the sun is our shield and protector. The sun giving light, giving the power of photosynthesis, the energy of the sun going into the earth to produce life and vegetation. So we must be the sons and daughters of the sun, meaning sons and daughters of that power, sons and daughters of light, sons and daughters of that hidden and unseen Amen sacred masculine, the Almighty Father, and Amenet, the hidden and unseen sacred feminine Almighty Mother power that shines through the sun. You see, that hidden power is within us. And we are sons and daughters of that hidden power. And we are moved and given energy by that hidden power. And we must be the sun rising. The sun rising means a new civilization on the rise. Sun setting means an old civilization on its way out. And this civilization today, of death, hell, and destruction is on its way out. And Abraham, with the sun moving into the position of Aries, but balanced by Venus, was to be a nation of people who would fight the system of death, hell, and destruction. The Hyksos had already come down into that region, infected all of that region with slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. And so now the African Hebrew Israelite nation, when you get to the time of Moses, and Moses, Moshe, Ak Moshe, Kak Moshe, these sons of Sekhenenre, I cite the works of Asherah Kwesi, the African origin of Judaism, in which he talks about the Hyksos enslaving the African Egyptians and African Hebrews. And Sekhenenre rose up to fight the Hyksos invaders from Europe, and then he was killed on the battlefield. But his sons Akmos and Kakmos, and the Mos is the Moshe, where we get our Moses. Moshe, Moses, is an African Kemet Egyptian name. So what we see is that the African Hebrew Israelite nation under Moshe were to be that instrument of judgment on a wicked system of death, hell, destruction, slavery, colonialism, exploitation, disease, weakness, and feebleness, and were to wage warfare spiritually, mentally, morally against such system, Mars, sacred masculine, but be balanced with the sacred feminine, and balanced with Venus, and balanced with the woman and the scales of justice. And this is our job today. We are to be that sun rising, sacred masculine, sacred feminine. I'm thinking of the ring shout again. I'm thinking of how even in the churches and the old days, we would march the reverse zodiac pathway of the sun, going through the reverse zodiac in 26,000 years, going through seven pole stars in those 26,000 years, moving in a reverse counterclockwise fashion through the houses of the zodiac. And once again, we were in that day and time in Aries, balanced by Venus. And then the next age was Pisces. And the next age now, today, is Aquarius, and the man with the water bucket, the man with the water in the bucket. And when Hagar was kicked out of her, not home, she was a slave. When you read these, the narrative in Genesis, Hagar was kicked out of her home. She was a slave, and she had her child. And that animosity between Ishmael and Isaac had festered and grown. And Ishmael, the son of a slave mother and the son of a free father, began to look down on Isaac and animosity and enmity. And so Sarah said, push Hagar out of the home. And so Hagar goes out into the wilderness and she sets the boy down. They're about to die. And the Most High Yahweh appears to Hagar and says, hey, there's water over there. The child is next to water. Give the child water. I'll make the child great, make you great, protect you. Raise that child up. Make that child father of 12 nations and tribes. And that water, I wonder if that water represents Aquarius. I wonder if the well and the water represents Aquarius. The sun rising. The sun on the move. The sun rising, meaning truth, justice, and righteousness. And I remember a dream that I had years ago in which I saw, because see, look, sisters and brothers, we are taught to feed into the hatreds of Israel against the Arabs. And I'm dealing with this sun rising. The sun rising and fire and brimstone falling from heaven, the very heavens turning on a system of wickedness and death and hell and destruction and all of this fire. And Aries is the fire sign. And the sun rising means a new civilization. See, the fire destroys, but does not destroy that you may be destroyed permanently, but destroys that you may build in place of that which is destroyed and build the new righteous truth, justice society. We do not destroy to remain destroyed, but we destroy wickedness that we may build righteousness on top and have no wickedness, but all truth and justice and righteousness. So we have been taught to feed into the hatreds between Israel and the Arabs. In church, they always talk bad about the Arabs, as if the Arabs, poor working class masses, control anything, but they control nothing. It's the house of Saud. The house of Saudi Arabia, the elites that control the land, wealth, resources, and oil. And so these elites in Saudi Arabia, and the elites in Bahrain, and the elites in other Arab nations, destroy and oppress their own poor working class masses of Arab people. And they have united, the elites have united with the elites in modern day Israel. And the modern day Israel is not the Israel of your Bible, but the wicked ruling class of Israel are the descendants of those original Hyksos that came from Europe and enslaved our ancestors in those days. And these elites are united with the wicked ruling class and families of Britain. And these are so-called European Jews as well, but they're not the Jews. They are the synagogue of Satan, the house of Satan. And this house and synagogue is full of elites from all the religions and all of your philosophies. And their society, sisters and brothers, is on its way out. And let me tell you something. We are the fire. We are the brimstone. You see, Paul had it right in Galatians chapter 4. He talked about the fact that this is about slavery and this is about freedom. That the righteous laws of truth and justice have been hijacked by the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And today it is the same. We have laws that are good, but these laws have been hijacked by these elites who are a part of the synagogue of Satan. So this sun on the rise, and my vision or dream, I saw the Palestinian sisters and brothers sitting at a table on the right side. And I've never shared this with you, sisters and brothers, Mind of God program, sisters and brothers, but I'm sharing it now because we're prophesying today. We're telling prophecy. The prophecies are that righteousness will reign and righteousness will prevail and we will own this earth and take this earth from the wicked. I saw the Palestinian sisters and brothers sitting on the right side of the table with their flag. And I saw the European Jews, the state of Israel, not sitting under the Israeli flag, but sitting under the Russian flag. And I said, why is the Jew sitting under the Russian flag in my dream? And my brother, Andy Harris, my dear, beautiful brother, Andy Harris, who just got back in contact with me, and we will be continuing our revolutionary relationship. He said to me, what, haven't you not been teaching me that the European Jew is from Russia? I said, wow, here I am telling everybody the European Jew is from Russia. I have a dream that the Jews on one side, the left side, and the Palestinians on the right side, and the Palestinians under their flag, the Jew under the Russian flag, and I didn't even see that what I was teaching was in my own dream. But here's what I saw, sisters and brothers. I saw the sun on the rise. I saw the sun on the right side on the rise. And in my dream, the sun represented you and me and us standing up for truth, justice, and righteousness. that we had gone into the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding of the power of the Most High in the universe and ourselves, and we had become the sun, and we were on the rise, on the move, gaining ground. And this truth was not only liberating the Palestinian sisters and brothers, liberating the poor working class Jew sister and brother of Israel who is being destroyed by their own, and liberating not just them, but liberating the whole of the human family. The sun on the rise. And in verse 25 of this chapter that we're looking at, it talks about the overthrow. The overthrow of those cities. The Most High overthrew 2015 to overthrow, overturn, turn over, turn around, change, transform. And we are that agents. We are the agents of the Most High. And it is our duty to inject ourselves into every facet of the politics of this earth. And we, with the power of the Most High, becoming the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine in union together, becoming the sun, becoming truth, justice, and righteousness, and we change the situation. We transform this earth into a place of truth and justice and righteousness. And it says they overthrew the cities, the Yahweh. And the word city is excitement, anguish, and terror. So in this case, the city is a city of terror. And this society is a society of terror. And those in power rule by terror. And it is up to us to become the sun and overthrow the cities of terror, the cities of injustice. And the word and all the plain, he overthrew, the Most High Yahweh, overthrew those cities and all the plain. 3603, Kikar, round district, a round loaf of bread, but it also means a round weight, a talent, gold, silver, bronze, iron. So look, the system is destructive and is thieving our talents, thieving our gold, thieving our silver, thieving our bronze and iron, using warfare and bloodshed. And it says again in this verse, and all the inhabitants of the cities. So he over, Yahweh, father, mother, overthrew the cities, the plain, and all the inhabitants. 3427 is the word inhabitants. Now, inhabitants does not mean everybody. Inhabitants means those who sit in power. Yashav, 3427, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Literally to dwell, to remain, to sit, to abide. But the cultural understanding of this word is that those who are seated in power, those who sit on the throne. This is what the Most High was doing metaphorically, allegorically, in that city that is called Sodom and the other city called Gomorrah. That the Most High was coming against the wicked ruling class and ruling families for instituting a system of slavery, colonialism, and exploitation, for rejecting the sacred feminine, producing a spiritual homosexuality, male and male and male and male, and knowledge and knowledge and knowledge, and no feminine, no wisdom, no morality, spirituality, no morality, knowledge and no wisdom, warfare and bloodshed and death and disease and destruction. So this society is the same. The inhabitants must be overthrown. We are saying that the whole system must be overthrown, and we must rise up like the sun. Transform and clean this earth, that this earth may be the proper abode of the whole of the human family in truth, in justice, in righteousness. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah. Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.